What do you mean?
The other is thinking that we never say a thing. And these crimes between us grow deeper.
I feel like we're a couple of old people trying to work like a Pixel Google Book thing, and what happened?
I just tried to scroll down the list, and a Google Assistant popped up.
What did it say? What do you mean?
What do you mean?
Yes, okay. Maybe we should take some technical classes.
See, we need DJ Carrotstick here.
He knows everything.
Yeah.
We don't know anything.
All right, so that was Ants Marching by Dave Matthews Band.
If
you've never seen them live, you got to see them. They put on a great show.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to change it up a little. We're going to do a little theme here, next couple of songs. Going to do some summer songs. First of all, first one's going to be a little newer, and then the second one's...
An old one.
Gonna be a little old school.
Old school.
So here we are. We're gonna kick it off with All Summer Long by Kid Rock.
Oh, Detroit. All right. So, are you ready?
I am ready.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
somewhere between a boy and man. She was 17 and she was far from in between. It was summertime in northern Michigan.
Slightly transformed, just a bit of a break from the norm, just a little little something to break the monotony of all that hardcore dance that has gotten to be a little bit out of control. It's cool to dance, but what about a groove that soothes and relaxes? Give me a soft, subtle mix, and if it ain't broke, then don't try to fix it. And think of the summers of the past, adjust the bass and let the alpine blast. Pop in my CD and let me run a rhyme, and put your car on cruise and lay back, cause it's summertime. Summertime.
All right.
That is not what I expected.
That was my little tribute to summer. Short little tribute. You know, of course, all summer long, Kid Rock, and then summertime, DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince. You've got to like it. This is DJ Lawn Chair, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tops Freeform Radio. Any requests, feel free to call in on the request line. We're open to anything.
Really?
Well, anything within reason. right now we're going to change it up a little. This is really, really old school.
Oh, no.
I remember this song from I was a wee lad.
Oh, no, I'm scared.
And I know Gene Onsine's going to really be freaked out about this one.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to tell you the song, but the name of the group is Commander Cody and his Lost Planet Airmen.
Hey, you know what? When I finish my show, I always play Commander Cody.
You do?
At the end of my show, it's called, when it's like, say goodbye, my friends. I actually listened to a Commander Cody CD.
Oh, interesting.
That I got from the library.
I don't know if you've ever heard this one, but
Is he local?
Oh, I have no idea. I don't know.
Commander Cody and what?
And his Lost Planet Airmen. All right, this one is called Hot Rod Lincoln.
Oh, no. God.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that Hot Rod Lincoln. Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns was setting the pace? That story is true, I'm here to say I was driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor and it's really souped up. That Model A body makes it look like a pup's got 8 cylinders and uses them all. Got overdrive, just won't stall. With a 4-barrel carb and a dueling sauce, with 4 living gears you can really get lost. Got safety tubes, but I ain't scared. The brakes are good, tires fair. Pulled out of San Pedro late one night, the moon and the stars was shining bright. We was driving up Grapevine Hill, passing cars like they was standing still. All of a sudden, in a wink of an eye, a Cadillac sedan passed us by. I said, boys, it's a mark for me. By then, the taillight was all you could see. Now the fellas ribbed me for being behind, so I thought I'd make the Lincoln unwind. Took my foot off the gas and man alive, I shoved it on down into overdrive. Wound it up to 110, my speedometer said that I hit top end. My foot was glued like lead to the floor, that's all there is and there ain't no more. Now the boys all thought lost my sense, and telephone poles looked like a picket fence. They said slow down, I see spots, the lines on the road just look like dots. Took a corner, sideswiped the truck, crossed my fingers just for luck. My fenders was clicking the guardrail post. The guy beside me was white as a ghost. Smoke was coming from out of the back when I started to gain on that Cadillac. Knew I could catch him, I thought I could pass. Don't you know by then we'd be low on gas. We had flames coming from out of the side. Feel the tension, man, what a ride. I said, look out, boys, I got a license to fly. And that caddy pulled over and let us by. Now all of a sudden she started knocking down. And she started to rock. And I looked in the mirror, red light was blinking. The cops was after my Hot Rod Lincoln. They arrested me and they put me in jail. And they called my pappy to throw my bail. And he said, son, you're gonna drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that Hot Rod Lincoln.
Thank you. Some funky Dixieland, pretty mama, come and take me by the hand.
By the hand, take me by the hand, pretty mama, come and dance with your daddy all night long.
I like to hear some funky Dixieland, pretty mama, come and take me by the hand.
I like to hear some funky Dixieland, pretty mama, come and take me by the hand. There's a price tag on almost everything. Whether you drive a shiny new 1952 model or a pre-war jalopy, you had to pay the price. And when you're driving that car, remember that speed also has its price. The price tag on speed violations last year was 15,000 killed and 500,000 injured. This year, thousands of lives can be saved if you and millions of other motorists come to the sober realization that speed is the biggest killer on the highways and resolve to slow down before you or someone else pays the price that must be paid for it. You can do your part by keeping within speed limits. At all times, drive as though your life depends on it. It does.
Whether I'm going to Johnny Foodmaster's or cruising the parkway on my TA, I like to tune in to WMFO Medford 91.5 FM. It's wicked piss-up.
Sorry about that.
Sell kids for food.
Joe, you're killing it.
All right.
I mean, DJ Lawnchair.
My engineer is having a little problem here with the songs.
Yeah, sorry. We're old and we have a computer that's too right. technical.
Yeah, what are we going to do? All right, so now we're going to slow it down, and this time we're going to start it off with the Three Little Birds.
Okay, cool. Sorry about that. Can I ask you a question?
Absolutely.
So I was reading the Boston Globe. They had an article, the Boston Magazine, and it said good things about Boston, bad things about Boston.
Yeah.
One of the good things about Boston is the accent.
Okay.
So guess what word they used for the Bostonian accent?
Wicked.
No. Popcorn.
Popcorn.
Popcorn. How do you say it?
Popcorn.
Oh, never mind.
Whatever.
Yeah, that's the word they used.
Popcorn.
All right.
All right. So here we go with Three Little Birds, a little Bob Marley.
Yeah.
Singing, don't worry about a thing.
I like the first half of the show. The second half is what I considered what you would be playing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So the second half is more my what I'm
Yeah, what
for.
Happened with the first half? You're like, oh, I'm...
Just changing it up a little, that's all.
Okay.
You know, trying to spread it out. You know, how it is. Okay, so...
No, I don't know how it is.
I got one more song here that I've got set up. I have actually two, but one of them I realized afterwards that I cannot play on the radio.
Yeah.
So
we don't want to get us fired.
No. I just started. I don't want to get fired already. So this next one we're going to start, it's Almond Brothers. It's called Soul Shine.
Your way when the candle light of home he's out on Main Street. Chicago, New York, Detroit, and it's all on the same street. A typical city involved in a typical daydream. Hang it up and see what tomorrow brings.
Dallas, got a soft machine. Houston, too close to New Orleans. New York, got the ways and means, and just won't let you be.
Most of the cats that you meet on the street speak of true love. Most of the time they're sitting and crying at home.
Like the Duda man once told me, you got to pay your hand sometimes, because it's worth the dime if you don't lay them down.
My co-host is.
Oh, cool. All right, DJ.
All
Launcher.
Right, I just was signing off, and I just want to thank everybody for listening, and Gene on Scene for allowing me to take over tonight.
Aw, you did good, except for all the second half of the show.
Oh, okay, yeah. So you didn't like the second half of the show. All right.
No, actually, I kind of like that Grateful Dead song.
There you go. All right. And we if end you, it with that.
No, can you say popcorn?
Popcorn.
That's not... Okay. No, give me a good Bostonian accent.
That's how I say popcorn.
No, say a good... What's a good word? Wicked?
I can't make it up.
Pala?
Yeah.
Or tonic? All right.
Let's go.
Okay, we gotta go. We're going to yoga
to
now.
On. All right.
We're going to yoga. All right. Bye.
Bye.
All right, how... Do you wanna... Let me see here.
I can just take an ox.
Okay. Cool. Take an ox. We're still on the mic. Joe doesn't know. Miami Blizzard's coming. Ooh. And wow, a lot of explicit lyrics.
You don't have to play
them. No, Portland, we exist. Ooh, Arcade Fire. I don't know any of the other people. London Queen. Ooh, it's going to be a good set. You got to listen. All right. I just left it on, I'm sorry.
All good.
I should have played something for you.